When you're doing your holiday shopping, the small things count. A moment of kindness might make you eternally grateful to a retailer, and an unexpected fee can enrage you. Consumer Reports has been compiling rants and raves and has an annual naughty and nice list of company policies. We've called Consumer Reports Senior Editor Todd Marks to find out more. Welcome to the program, sir.
Oh, my pleasure to be here with you.
You know, it's interesting to see that fees get a lot of people angry. Even if they're relatively small fees, people just don't like to feel they've been had.
What's the old expression? It's the little things that kill a person? Yeah, you're absolutely right. Companies were dinged for hidden fees, tricky fees, and fine print. The unexpected is always what brings a little aggravation to the forefront.
What are some examples?
Well, we shopped for a toaster on CompUSA's website. Believe it or not, they do sell toasters.
Okay.
And we went to checkout and we saw a free download for computer antivirus software on the invoice. The freebie, it says, lasts for 6 months. But afterwards, what they don't tell you is you get a bill for $49.99, according to a customer service rep we called, unless you kind of proactively act to cancel the subscription before that trial period ends. Now, here's another. Spirit Air. We empower you to save money on air travel by offering ultra-low fares with a range of optional services, including bags, for a fee. Spirit says that on its website. And that allows you the freedom to choose only the extras you value. Well, that's great. However, if you value almost anything other than the airfare itself, you're really likely to dig into your wallet. The company just upped the freight, believe it or not, to a maximum of $100 to stow a carry-on in an overhead bin. Now, that's more than you would pay for a checked bag.
Okay, so you also have on your list here Ticketmaster. I guess if you buy a ticket for a concert through Ticketmaster, there's the price of the ticket, there's whatever taxes, and then $2.50 to print the ticket.
Their stated policy is we charge customers $2.50 per order to print out their own tickets. Now, that's especially hard to justify since Ticketmaster will actually ship tickets to your home via snail mail for free. But Ticketmaster says they'll ship them in a leisurely 10 to 14 days of purchase, which may be insufficient lead time for some events. In fairness to them, they claim it's the venue that has control and that it's their priority to get the print-at-home fee removed.
Okay, so who's somebody who's doing well?
Well, there are a lot of really nice guys out there. Kohl's. Some high-end retailers are known for their particularly generous return policies, like Nordstrom. But that largesse doesn't always translate to more middle-of-the-road merchants. And we say Kohl's is an exception because they have a no-questions-asked, hassle-free return policy for all purchases and without any time limit. That's something a lot of other merchants in their class don't offer, so we like that.
Would you argue to retailers that it is worth it to them to bear the extra expense, to be a little friendlier, to have a nicer return policy, to add a few more options onto the product for nothing?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I understand that businesses have to make a profit, lest they will not stay in business. But there are those that try to give the appearance of being friendlier than they are. You know, we can talk about as an example that made the naughty list this year was Abe's of Maine. It's an e-tailer. It sells appliances, electronics, big online company. And they have a statement that says, "We will gladly help you exchange or return a product if you're dissatisfied." And they back it up with a 30-day money-back guarantee. But there's a little asterisk after that statement. That little asterisk hides a laundry list of exceptions to the policy: fitness equipment, large appliances, microwaves, wine coolers, humidifiers, sunglasses, watches, software. Yeah, it goes on and on.
That's when people think the retailer is dishonest.
Yeah, it makes them feel like, you know, I'd rather do business maybe with somebody who's kind of bluntly states, "Here's the way we do business."
Todd Marks is senior editor at Consumer Reports. Thanks very much.
My pleasure.